It's Thursday, December 18th. I'm Adrian Scablin. This is KNAU's Local News Now. The Pentagon is escalating its review of Arizona Senator and Naval veteran Mark Kelly into an official command investigation. KJZZ's Cameron Sanchez reports.
The Pentagon is reviewing comments made by Kelly alongside other Democratic lawmakers with service and intelligence backgrounds, reminding active duty military members to defy illegal orders. On Monday, the Defense Department announced Kelly is now under a command investigation for, quote, serious allegations of misconduct. In a video posted to social media Monday evening, Kelly called the investigation an abuse of power.
What I don't trust is Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth, who have already shown they will stop at nothing and corrupt any process to make an example out of me.
Command investigations can lead to a variety of actions, including court-martialing. Kelly said the investigation and comments about him by President Trump have led to an increase in death threats against him and his family.
That was Cameron Sanchez reporting. Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin says the Window Rock District Court has dismissed an ethics complaint against him because it lacks the jurisdiction to hear the case. Last month, Special Prosecutor Kyle Nyback of Albuquerque filed the complaint alleging Nigrin used government funds to pay for meals and lodging for family members while passing them off as his staff. Nyback says the court's dismissal was based on a technicality and does not exonerate Nyggren, but Nyggren applauded the court's decision and called the ethics investigation into his office a witch hunt. The dismissal came shortly after Nyback filed a similar ethics complaint against Nyggren's former chief of staff in a different district court. A longtime state senator says he wants to limit a state law that requires all firearms seized by the state and possibly used in crimes to be sold off to raise money for local governments. Fountain Hills Republican John Kavanaugh will introduce a bill to require guns used in homicides to be destroyed.
When we were having public debate, nobody, not any of the opponents, not any commentators, ever foresaw that you would have a situation where a weapon used to murder a police officer was going to be auctioned.
It comes after the widow of a slain Phoenix police officer sued the city after the gun used to kill him in 2007 was found to be awaiting a sale. The 2013 measure said there was no reason to destroy a functional firearm just because it had been seized in a crime or turned in by an owner. The University of Arizona Police Department searched a national license plate database on behalf of federal officials, despite claims that it hadn't done so. Arizona Public Media reports in an October meeting, U of A's chief safety officer said the school wasn't sharing information collected by on-campus flock safety cameras with government agencies. But documents obtained through a public records request showed the university had conducted searches for the U.S. Marshals Service earlier this year. It comes amid nationwide privacy concerns over the AI-powered cameras and the possibility that they could aid the Trump administration's mass deportation efforts. Republican Congressman Abe Hamadeh wants Americans who have dual citizenship to report their status to the government. He introduced a bill called the Make Allegiances Clear Again Act, which would add a citizenship question to the U.S. Census. The congressman says Americans should be American first, and the data will give the public clarity on what he calls, quote, divided allegiances. Hamadeh also says he supports efforts to require Americans with dual citizenship to give up their citizenship in other countries to remain Americans. A separate GOP-led effort in Congress would ban dual citizenship outright. Over the summer, Pinal County water officials ran a cloud seeding experiment that used planes to disperse salts into clouds. The project was aimed at producing more precipitation in the southern Arizona county that relies heavily on agriculture for its economy. It's the latest attempt at cloud seeding in Arizona. The Salt River Project conducted similar tests decades ago, and it was first tried in Arizona in 1947 by a professor from the Phoenix College. A Republican bill in the Arizona legislature earlier this year would have banned cloud seeding, but it failed to pass. The Department of the Interior is transferring nearly 760 acres of public land along the U.S.-Mexico border in California to the military. In a letter last week, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the area, stretching from the Otay Mountain Wilderness area to about 1 mile west of the Arizona state line, is a high-traffic region for unlawful crossings. It joins sections of the U.S.-Mexico border through Texas and New Mexico that were militarized by the Trump administration this summer. The administration announced similar plans for parts of Arizona's borderlands months ago.
I'm KNU meteorologist Lee Bowen. This quiet and mild, weird December weather set to persist here for another week or so before we are looking at a possible pattern change right around the Christmas holiday. Here to round out the work week, mountain highs will continue to run near record to record type daily values in the low mid 60s both Thursday and Friday afternoon. Navajo and Apache counties checking in near 60, Prescott region near 70, Verde Valley mid 70s. Weekend slightly less warm, mostly sunny, periodically partly cloudy with some extensive high cloud cover passing overhead. And as I mentioned, this goes into early next week. Right around Christmas Eve, it looks like this high pressure starts to break down and we have the storm window opening up, nothing looking overly impressive, and these storms are looking like they will be running on the warm side. As of right now, there's rain in the forecast for Christmas Day. Snow looks to be limited to the high mountain peaks. Great news for the ski areas. We may see another storm follow a day or two after Christmas, a bit colder. Doesn't look very strong right now, but could bring some snow and travel issues across the high country for folks headed home after the holiday. Stay tuned.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.